Last week, we brought you a first look at this new play. Today, we go behind the scenes as the cast and crew prepare for opening night. Duchess Park Secondary School's theater company is set to present The Wizard of Oz from April 8 to 12. We knew it would be a challenge with its many sets and costumes, but it was important for us to give kids the chance to shine, said Jackie Friesen, drama teacher at Duchess Park. Around 50 students are involved, including cast and crew. Friesen and Shelby Meany, the artistic director, are leading the larger-than-life production. In keeping with the tradition of twinning in the theater company, two students are sharing the lead roles of Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, and even Glinda. However, while the production is mostly student-led, one of the key roles is filled by a teacher. Duchess Park Vice Principal Denny Hicks will play Glinda, the Good Witch, for two of the performances, while grade 11 student Sophia Denny will portray the character in the remaining shows. Friesen said adding an unexpected element to the show was important, highlighting the value of the vice principal getting involved and connecting with the students in a new way. They get to see Denny light up the room when she's excited to play Glinda, and that's when they realize she's a theater kid, too, even though she's not a kid, Friesen explained. And if you ask anyone, Denny is Glinda incarnate. Sophia and Denny are like two peas in a pod. They're both wonderful human beings, and it's a special arrangement. Hicks said the experience has been a rewarding one. As vice principal, I'm often seen as a disciplinarian, and some kids are intimidated by what I represent. This has been a great opportunity to work with them in a different way, and they've been so supportive, Hicks said. Jackie approached me with a proposal to play Glinda, and I couldn't resist. Friesen laughed. You tell anyone that Denny Hicks is playing one of our Glindas, and it's not a, really? But an, oh, yeah, that makes sense. These two Glindas work really well together. We really do, Hicks agreed. Sophia is an incredible singer, and she's helping me gain confidence. But I'm only here for the entertainment value. Hicks and Denny frequently collaborate on character development and the in-the-moment movements that best reflect Glinda's character on stage. We've tried to line up, but we each bring our own personalities to the role. We work together, watch each other, and have shared ideas, Hicks said. The theater company invested in a pink ball gown resembling a quinceañera dress. And I bought my own so I can wear it again somewhere, as I'm sure I will, Hicks said with a touch of humor. They're both going to have to walk sideways through doors, Friesen added, pointing out the large size of the gowns. It's a dream come true for me, Hicks said with a smile. It took me until my 60s, but I finally got to do it, thank you, Jackie. And thanks to Sophia for giving up a couple of nights. Sophia is our veteran, she's been in the last two shows, and this is one of the most iconic roles of all time, Friesen said. With Sophia's lovely, bubbly personality and her voice, it's perfect casting. Sophia, who has also performed in the Addams Family, explained her commitment to the District 57 choir for students in grades 4 to 12, which led her to give up her year with the Tapestry Singers. I haven't really done much theater beyond this, it's all about the Freeney, Sophia said, mixing up Friesen and Meany's names. The duo uses their talent to present the theater company's elaborate productions. Sophia finds playing Glinda challenging and is conscious of the character's ethereal goodness. Glinda is so iconic, I don't want to do anything that doesn't feel right. I don't want to mess it up, Sophia said. She's very demure, Friesen added. And there are kids backstage with bubble machines, so when Glinda walks on stage, she's surrounded by bubbles, Friesen said. It's very cool. Sophia's favorite part? I have a built-in best friend, she said, referring to Hicks. Also twinned is Endrick Pratico, a grade 9 student, who shares the role of the Scarecrow with grade 12 student Kellum Birdsloat. I've always liked productions like this, Endrick said. I used to really want to be an actor, like, I was obsessed with it. It was the only thing I could think about. That was mainly because of the Surf's Up production in grade 6. I loved memorizing my lines and performing on stage. You become a family with the people you work with. Since then, Endrick has gained perspective on pursuing an acting career. I still want to be an actor, but I'm lucky because I want to be a carpenter, too, Endrick said. I like having options if acting doesn't work out. I also draw, but being part of the theater company has always been a great experience. This whole production has been a blast. The only reason he's here is because his sister bullied him into it, Friesen joked. I forced him, confirmed his sister, Kaylee Doyle, with a smile. Endrick knew The Wizard of Oz was a musical but didn't realize how much singing he would have to do. There are so many songs. In the last musical I was in, I only had to sing 2 or 3 songs, so this is a lot, Endrick said. Dorothy meets the Scarecrow early on, so he's with her for the entire show, Friesen added. It's a lot to remember, where you're supposed to be when you're singing and where you need to be in relation to the others, Endrick said. Compatibility is crucial. Again, it's all about the people. I couldn't imagine spending all this time with anyone else, Endrick said, referring to the cast and crew. Kellum Bird Sloat, a grade 12 student who shares the Scarecrow role with Endrick, first joined the Duchess Park Theatre Company as a grade 8 student when Friesen directed Game of Tiaras. I had a lot of fun with that, and then I did it again last year, Kellum said. And now, 3 times is the charm. Kellum admitted he's not as musically inclined as some of his fellow actors, which comes with a few challenges. I'm not as coordinated either, so I put a lot of practice into the role, Kellum said. I've definitely come a long way since the first production. Friesen explained, it's interesting because Endrick is more musically inclined but not as physically engaged in the role of the Scarecrow, while Kellum has the opposite strengths. Together, they help each other improve in all areas. This is a perfect example of teamwork in action. For Kellum, the best part of the experience is the people. The relationships everyone has. It feels like another home for me, Kellum said. The entire production has been a huge labor of love, Friesen added. And hopefully, it will be a big success, she said. Hicks said she hopes the Prince George community will come out to support the show. I'm extremely proud of the work my teaching team has done. They've gone above and beyond. The hours they've put in have been insane. Remember, they have their own lives, too, Hicks said. And the kids have really stepped up. The teamwork, with so many people involved in this production, has been incredible. We just want people to come out and see this high-quality show. It's definitely a step up from what you'd normally see from a high school because they've gone the extra mile. That's why I'm so proud of everyone. The Wizard of Oz runs from Tuesday, April 8th to Saturday, April 12th, at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and there will be a half-price matinee on Saturday at 1 p.m., with doors opening at 12:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students, available at the office every day. The school is closed during spring break and will reopen on April 1st.